Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pose. Was that on there?
Yeah.
Me going, I suppose.
Yeah, it's on
That
there.
Was Jenny asking if we should podcast and me responding with, I suppose. All right. Let's dive into some emails. Hey, Fallon and Jenny, random questions. Since it's just the girls on the Minnesota Goodbye, do you guys get facials? Do you like them and are they worth it? Any specific one you get? How often do you go? Thanks for any info. Love you guys. Ow. Okay. Jenny, I'll let you start.
Yes. So I get hydrofacials sometimes. I've gotten facials before that were more almost like a very relaxing and amazing time. And I've loved that, but that's never actually done anything for my skin. And I do not have great skin. So I need facials that are actually going to help my skin out. So hydrofacials are the ones that have done wonders for my skin. It basically, it's a whole process, but it almost like sucks out all the gunk in your skin. There's like a little capsule afterwards, you can see everything that came out of your skin and whatever. So it's kind of gross. And people always ask me, because I've posted about them on Instagram before, if they hurt. They don't hurt.
Yeah.
It's not like you're relaxing, like, I don't know. I don't know what you call a regular facial, because every facial is a facial, whatever. But I would say hydrofacials are what I find worth it if you're looking to actually get results from a facial. But I do enjoy facials, period.
Save that audio.
So annoyed I just said that. God. Anyways, Fallon, do you get facials?
Yeah, professionally. I'll be honest, I don't have like skin issues.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't. I'm so fucking jealous of her. She's got the most clear, beautiful skin ever.
I have a mustache. So we all have our things. I trim it. And then I don't notice that I need it trimmed until it's too late. But I have done the regular facial, I've done hydrofacial, and I've done kind of like a combo with dermaplaning before, which is where they have like a very tiny razor and they shave, it sounds weird, but your entire face, and it makes your skin super smooth. And I liked that, but it's not something I feel like I need or want often. The hydrofacial is really great because you live in Minnesota and like the winters are so dry. But because I don't have like skin stuff, I prefer a regular one because it's almost like a massage.
It is.
You get like your neck and shoulders rubbed. You get I remember the first time I got a facial, my boyfriend got it for me because he worked, my old boyfriend in Indiana, he did hair. So he like worked in a salon and he got me that for my birthday. And that is not like something I grew up getting. And so I remember being like, oh my God, I almost maybe like this more than a massage.
Yeah.
And I don't get them regularly at all, like very rarely, maybe one or two a year. Mm-hmm. And I always really like them. So, but if you go in and you have skin issues, they'll recommend the best one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're just going in like me for a relaxing one.
Yeah. I will say the first time I ever got a facial, it was just like a very relaxing one with like the little shoulder massage, the head massage, whatever. And I remember coming to the show the next day and talking to Dave about it because like I've never had a good body massage.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been too much for me.
Oh.
And like I just need like a lot of gentleness. And so that facial.
Did you tell them that?
I haven't, because the only times I've ever gotten them was when I was younger and like a little more shy to like be confrontational.
They usually will ask you what pressure you want. I was gonna say, so make sure you're honest with them.
I know.
You'll find a good one.
And I've learned that, but I probably shouldn't have gotten the first massage I ever got was a Groupon. And it was
that's normal.
No, I know it's normal, but it was like a girl in a private area that like she had her own private studio that looked like it was in a house that I had to go through like a couple doors, and it just turned out to be like a little bit weird in the end. I hated it so much. I never wanted one again. And then I got another one, and shout out to this girl because she actually reached out to me because I was having knee problems when I was training for my half marathon. And so she like, that wasn't a relaxing one because she went hard on my knee trying to help out my knee. And then I did get one decent one at this spa in Stillwater when I did a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And that one wasn't bad. But when I got that facial, I was like, I will take a professional facial any day over a massage.
The only horrible, horrible one I ever had was when I was pregnant. It was because I was so miserably uncomfortable. And of course, it was the most expensive massage of my life because it was like on a at a like resort Jake and I went to. And it was awful. I had to actually, it was a couple's massage and I had to stop her halfway through. And I'm like, I am so miserable. This is the most painful. And it wasn't because of her.
Yeah.
It was because they had me laying weird and I was so pregnant at the time. I was uncomfortable. So they went and got pillows to kind of put between my legs and stuff, and it helped a little bit. All right. I hope that moderately answered your question. Okay. No need to share my name, but I've been meaning to write for a long time. A long time ago, a month or two, you talked about giving your parents gifts when you were younger. In high school, I pre-read this one. Okay. In high school, my brother was so proud that he remembered Mother's Day. He was 16 years old, and anything that is planned ahead was a sure win. He and a friend went to the good old classy Walmart and decided to get their mom's gifts. Mother's Day is also the same month as Memorial Day. Well, my 16-year-old brother decided to get my mom two flower displays that said mom on them. These were both made for the cemetery to put next to a headstone. Without knowing, he put these proudly in the ground in the front lawn.
Oh.
My mom was so surprised, stunned, and my brother, he was so proud. He had no clue of the true purpose of the flower displays. We continue to laugh and laugh about this 20 years later. Thank you for all you do day to day. You're such a gift. Thank you. Katie, that's hilarious.
That's super funny.
You wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jenny Fallon. Hey, ladies. Question for Jenny. How in God's name did you make it through your flights to South Korea and then Thailand, even Mexico? I know you have about anxiety about flying. So, like, is it Dave's knowledge and reassurances or that you really just want to travel more? Coping strategies, please. And P.S. Congrats on your Gracie Award, Fallon. My hair color is pretty close to yours, and I really need to know some of your favorite dry shampoos that you've tried. I always like the Kristen S. one at Target. That's it. I'll just go with that.
Okay, so I would say that I like traveling so much that I knew that I had to get over my fear of flying. So I kind of got over that for a while in my 20s, but there are triggering things. Like I talked recently about how I had this insanely awful flight from just the Bend Airport to Seattle. Mm-hmm. So a very short flight, but it was the scariest turbulence I've ever been on. And so that triggered a lot of anxiety that I almost didn't get on the next flight to get back to MSP. But the main things for me is Dave said turbulence can never knock you out of the sky. So that gives me a lot of ease. A girlfriend on this last trip in Tulum said that she learned from someone that they described the sky like an ocean in terms of the fact that it almost has waves. So like you're going to get hit with like, I don't know, the currents, the air currents, and it's like waves in the sky. And that's just how it is. But like a boat's just not going to automatically sink because it got hit by a big wave, you know? So that was like another way to look at turbulence. And then I will recommend this podcast once again, which I have on the show before. It's with it's called The Diary of a CEO. And look at the podcast with Mel Robbins. And I don't have a top of mind of what episode it was, but it was probably like a year and a half ago now. And she talks about anxiety. And she specifically relates her fear of flying to an example. And she said, you have to start thinking about what you're going to do when you're getting to the destination and like the joy that you're going to feel versus the terror in your mind of like, we're going to die. Because that's what happens to anxious brains is like you're so focused on like one awful thing and you can't get your mind off of it. So you have to try to be like, okay, but once I get to Thailand, I literally am going to go see elephants and I'm going to like drink awesome lattes for 50 cents because it's super cheap. And like you have to think of all these positives to try to help you get through. Those little exercises have helped me a lot, but also just that podcast in general has helped me with like anxiety. So there might be other things you can take away from that that could help you with a fear of flying.
Yeah.
But I still get uncomfortable on flights. I still get like fearful when there's turbulence. There's never a time when I'm like traveling where I don't have a little bit of anxiety when it comes to the flying part. Mm-hmm. but I have been able to control it a lot more over the years by just like understanding my anxiety better, but then like the things that Dave said about turbulence and stuff like that. Yeah. And you got to think that, like, I know it's hard because my fear comes from the lack of control and knowing that if a plane is going down, like there's nothing I can do about it. So, but you have to think like there are so few airplane crashes.
Yeah.
Like you are so much more at risk getting in a car accident on your in your daily life than you are being in an airplane crash. But it's like that lack of control that causes my fear in an airplane versus like on a road. I know that I'm driving and I have control over that situation to the best that I can.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope that helps you a little bit, but definitely look at that podcast episode, The Diary of a CEO, the episode with Mel Robbins.
That's so interesting. I just have never had that. I've had like a you know, when you're on a plane and there's like a drop or like a little turbulence and you feel like a little nervous in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never dealt with like that kind of anxiety. It's like so hard to understand if you don't have it.
Yeah. I don't know. I've definitely been scared before. I used to think it was this feeling of nothing underneath me. And that was like kind of what caused my fear at the beginning. But then I realized it was more, I just have no control over the situation.
Yeah.
Like it is not in my hands at all if something starts going wrong. Like, and I feel like the only result, as dark as this can be, is death if something goes wrong with a plane.
Yeah.
So I don't look at that as like if you're driving to work every day and there's potential for a car accident, like I don't automatically assume that that means death.
Yeah.
So anyways, the only thing that helped me somewhat get through, God, this sounds so morbid, but this is how my brain works. When I was flying from Bend to Seattle and we had that awful turbulence, I kept saying, well, I just had an amazing week-long trip with my boyfriend, and if this is how I have to go, then at least I got to have a great trip for the last week.
I guess that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, next email. Here are some of my replies to topics that were covered from the show this week. Number one, Fallon's school had Surge energy drink. I teach at a rural, that's always a weird word to say, school in Ohio, and we have Mountain Dew kickstarts in the vending machines. Jesus! Also, I don't think Surge was technically an energy drink. I think it was just a regular soda.
Yeah.
But whatever. Mountain Dew kickstart. That is some crazy-ish for our school.
I feel like we had Mountain Dew at our school. Yeah. I'm pretty positive we did. Nobody cared about stuff like that back then.
Yeah. Two, I'm a teacher and I'm currently making a Donors Choose project on banned books website where people all around the world can donate to your classroom. Think GoFundMe, but education. Anyway, the American Library Association's website lists Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird to be banned from Eden Valley, Minnesota in 1977 for using words as damn and whore lady. That made me chuckle. I'm from Ohio, so reading Eden Valley, Minnesota made my ears perk up from listening to your show. Also, To Kill a Mockingbird is the first book I fell in love with and eventually became an English teacher because of it. Can I be honest? I've never read To Kill a Mockingbird.
I haven't
either. Was not required reading in my school, so I feel like it's one of those you should read, or I should. Three, deep dive suggestion songs. Aqua's Barbie Girl, Adele's yes. Someone Like You. Have I done an Adele? I did.
You did Rolling in the Deep, right?
I did an Adele song. That's why I haven't done another. And Eminem, they said Lose Yourself. I think I did one on Lose Yourself. I know I did because I did it.
You've been doing it for a while now. I can't remember.
I know, but I did it on the 8 Mile song, which is Lose Yourself. And Evanescence, Bring Me Back to Life. So of those, Evanescence would speak the most to me because Aqua Barbie Girl, our boss would kill me if we played that song on three separate occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, but thank you for those because I do need deep dive suggestions. Fallon's comment on John Mayer making weird faces singing. I saw him in 2010 with my mom and sister, and I swear he was strung out on drugs. By the way, his face was moving while singing. Interesting to hear that maybe he has an actual weird singing face. Yeah, he always does that. It's not drugs. I mean, maybe he smokes weed. I don't know. Maybe he does do drugs, but it definitely is not. That's not the reason.
Yeah.
He's always done it. Okay. Jenny, big congrats to you. You can use my name. Hello, morning crew. Yesterday, I did my first paint and sip. I have hated painting since eighth grade. We had an assignment in art class to paint a letter. I chose A. Put so much work into this and was so excited to show my painting. Day comes to show it. My art teacher picked up my painting in front of the whole class, held it up and said, Megan, did you even try?
Oh,
that crushed me.
Oh,
that makes me so sad. Fast forward to yesterday, did the paint and sip, got really into my painting and was pretty proud of it. The instructor grabbed it, held it up. The eighth grade girl in me was terrified and said, everyone, look at this. This is such a fun perspective on our sample. Megan, are you a painter? I was so happy and said, no, ha ha. Sorry this was so long. Just had to tell you guys. I attached a picture of my masterpiece. Let me click on it. Oh, it's lovely. It's like it's a bunch of flowers in a vase, and it looks great. I know that your teacher didn't mean to do that, like to stick with you, like do something that would stick with you for life. But that's why you got to be so careful when you say to kids. I even catch myself. I'm like, I have to be so careful. Like, I don't want to tell Olive, like, stop talking or, like, be quiet. I don't want her to ever feel like that, even though sometimes she does need to, like, calm it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Megan, it looks great, and I'm happy for you. That's it today for the Minnesota Goodbye. Please send your emails. It's just me and Jenny one more day tomorrow, yes. And then Dave's back on Wednesday. At ryanshow@kdwb.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.